Okay, let's take a look at this idea of endings and beginnings through meditation. If you want to participate, find a comfortable seat. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Put your feet flat on the floor. The first step of this meditation is called grounding. And to ground, I want you to become aware of your spine and all the vertebrae in your spine, in your upper back, your middle back, your lower back, all the way to the very base of your spine, right at your tailbone. This place in your body represents your first chakra energy center. If you don't know anything about chakras, don't worry about it. You don't have to. Just think of them as concentrated energy centers. Imagine a tunnel of light coming from the base of your spine, from the back of this first chakra energy center. If you had a tail, it'd be right where a tail would be. And imagine this tunnel of light growing and extending down through your chair, through the floor beneath you, to the layers of the earth. Just watch and notice how it grows and extends just with your imagination through the bedrock of the earth, tunneling all the way to the very center of the earth. This connection from the base of your spine to the center of the earth is called a grounding cord. And a grounding cord is like a giant trash chute for any energy you don't need to be carrying. Any worry, stress, fear, anything that might be stirred up in you, talking about death or thinking about an ending in your life or those around you. Feel the invitation to let go of any energy you no longer need. Give your body another deep breath. And we're going to move to the next step, which is opening your sixth chakra energy center. Your sixth chakra is found behind your eyes and between your ears, right in the center of your head. Play with the idea of placing your attention right in the center of your head, behind your eyes and between your ears. In today's crazy world, our attention can be scattered in any way and any time. When you place your attention in your sixth chakra, it naturally opens. And your sixth chakra is where you can see your path and your needs and desires in this life with clarity. It's you seeing and knowing the eternal, that which is not physically seen. It is this calm place of wisdom within you that's available when you place your attention there. The next step is to manage the energy field around us. It's sometimes called an aura. And to do that, I want you to imagine yourself inside a big soap bubble, about an arm's distance in every direction. See that bubble above you. See it below you, to the sides and front and behind. Give that bubble a color. Paint the outside of it. What does it feel like today? Green, blue, purple, pink, red, orange? Whatever you like. Make it yours. Everything in the universe gives off energy, and it's easy to pick up energy from all the people and places and things in our lives. Having this bubble, this boundary, is a way to say everything inside this bubble is mine, and everything outside this bubble is something else. Sometimes it's really nice to take a break from the merge and be surrounded by your own energy. Take another deep breath and think about an ending in your life or something that's time has come to an end. Maybe it's a relationship or a pattern in your life you're ready to let go of. Maybe it's something else you're ready to say goodbye to. When you've got the idea of what that is, create a balloon in front of you with your imagination. And let this balloon represent the thing that's ending or already ended. See if you can find a feeling of gratitude for that person or thing or habit in your life. What gifts did it bring you? Was there joy or love or peace? What was it that once served you about this person or this thing in your life? Was there something that you learned? Now that all of the energy from your body in your space that represents this person or this thing, let all of that energy flow from your body and from your space into your balloon. Let the balloon act like a magnet and pull all of that person or thing's energy out of your body. And let that energy go into the balloon. Just use your imagination or intention. And if you find yourself uncomfortable with the concept of letting go, consider that if we won't let go, our lives and our energetic space can become filled with the old energy. Letting go creates room for the new beginning. If you let the balloon represent someone whose body died, know that you can send their soul a hello anytime you want without keeping their energy in your space at this time. Now consider saying goodbye, letting the balloon float away off into the universe. Watch as the balloon pops and the energy is released. Bring your attention back to the center of your head. And consider pondering over the next few days what new beginning you might create. What new possibilities might there be? With this door closed, what door would you like to open? What seeds would you like to sow? The last step is to replace the energy we've released. So to do that, I want you to imagine a large golden ball or sun above your head. It's so big, it's inside and outside of that aura bubble. See it teeming with your golden light. Now think about a vibration you'd like to experience more of. Joy, vitality, acceptance, prosperity. I know it's tempting to want more than one, but for now just pick one. And then write the word for what you'd like more of in your life on the outside of that sun. So if you picked peace, P-E-A-C-E. And watch what happens. That golden light absorbs and becomes that vibration. Now imagine letting all of that energy flow through you. Let a hole form in the bottom of that ball and let your golden light with your vibration flow into your head. Let it fill your ears and your jaw. Let it flow to your neck and your throat. Notice what it feels like as it flows through your shoulders, to your arms, your elbows, your wrists and fingers. Notice the sensation as your energy flows through your chest, filling your abdomen and your torso, through your hips, your legs, your knees, your ankles, all the way to the tips of your toes, filling every single cell of your body and all the spaces in between the cells. There's so much energy that it spills out the bottom of your feet and fills your aura bubble. take a moment to feel the sensation of the miracle of your body in this moment. Be alive. Take a deep breath, and when you're ready, stretch your body, open your eyes, take another deep breath, and consider if this ending you just said goodbye to needs a funeral. It can be as simple as lighting a candle, letting yourself say goodbye and blowing out the candle. Or you can create an event, flowers, music, poetry, if you like doing it up with style, do it. There's healing in ceremony and being intentional about letting go. You know, recently I found myself saying that something is to die for. Chocolate cake is to die for. And if you find yourself saying this, maybe you can find something to live for. Chocolate cake is to live for. I so appreciate your time and attention. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Have a great day.